Just let the rest of our time together be you and Jesus re-engaging with one another as I share the truths that he's given to me and you allow it to be heart language for you, re-engaging, reconnecting with Christ, with Jesus within you, right?
I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour.
Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with me, of course, Liz Wright. And in our time together today, Jesus has, he's been sharing his heart with me. So I just feel like today is, it's an extremely special episode. It's one where I believe he's going to take you into a fresh experience with his love, which is what he's been showing me. He's been pouring into me something of his passion for every single one of us to live from the strength of the experience, an authentic experience daily of his love, that he wants our hearts to be so secure, us really understanding how safe we are, how loved we are, how enjoyed we are, that his attention is on us, and that he wants us to open our heart again to him, to be able to, as we experience his love again, to really open and receive him, receive all the beauty of who he is pouring into you and then pouring out through you as his manifest presence just begins to saturate you and spill out of you. And that, of course, that's our life design, isn't it? And it flows from all new creation life, all victorious living flows from that beautiful place of knowing how deeply we're loved. So we're going to go there in a moment together. But I want to just let you know that in response to this, because Jesus has been pouring this into me increasingly for a number of weeks, just bringing me back to this place of how he is yearning, really, for all of us to live from this place, to be so stable, so rooted and grounded and established, like the word says, in his love, in the experience of his love. And so I have recorded a whole series of audios. We've done the first two. We're planning the rest of them at the moment. The first two, you can jump onto lizwright.org and get a copy of them now. The first one is all about taking you into the experience of supernatural sleep, where you will go to sleep soaking in the truth, immersed in his presence, and able to slip into restorative sleep, where your mind, as you listen continually to the audio, your mind will be renewed as you sleep in the arms of his presence in a deeply restful state. And then the other one that I've just finished recording is called Commanding the Morning. And that's about waking up in the morning, turning your attention straight into Jesus as you listen to the audio and beginning to speak the truth, framing up your day so that it reflects his intention, so that his plans and purposes begin to be established through you as you in him speak and command the morning and take authority, govern over your life day by day. And you will start to see such profound breakthroughs in your relationships and in the issues that you're struggling with in your life, in your health and your wealth and whatever it is, as you're brought back into that incredible reconnected place of union, experience with Jesus, and then, like I said, just speak the word throughout your day and see your life change. So again, all from that initial place of re-experiencing the love of Jesus day by day by day, evening by evening, moment by moment, when you need that fresh touch of him, that to feel and experience his strength as your core strength, his presence within you, his love pouring into you from his heart, because that's who he is. That's how he feels about you. And he wants his living in the benefit of that all the time. So I wanted to take us into an immersive experience with him, into experiencing his love, and give you a taster of the I Am series. So read you some of what you will hear as you soak in the audios. So if you can, Holy Spirit, wow, feel his presence just moving. Just let the rest of our time together be you and Jesus re-engaging with one another as I share the truths that he's given to me, and you allow it to be heart language for you, re-engaging, reconnecting with Christ, with Jesus within you, right? So as we begin, if you can, right now, and if you can't, if you're driving or whatever, just listen to the truths. They are still going to strengthen, this experience is still going to strengthen your spirit. But when you get time where you're just alone later, I encourage you, listen back to this and let Jesus open you up to him again, open you into the experience of his love again, immerse you and take you deeper in your relationship with him. So if you can right now, just begin to turn your attention, your heart's attention, back on to that one truth that Jesus is within you by his spirit right now, Christ in us. Begin to let go of all of your external circumstances, the pressures and cares and responsibilities of your life. Just let go. Leave them with him. Just choose to trust him that he will move in all the things that concern you as you prioritize him in this moment. So Jesus, we embrace you right now with our heart's attention. We focus our attention onto the reality that you are within right now. Wow. Whew. I can feel him drawing you deeper into his presence. So let go of every concern, any thought, if you have a busy mind right now, if anything comes in to distract you, as I begin to read. Everything's based on the word of God. So these are meditations, the language of the heart that will enable you and Jesus to re-engage with one another, enabling you to really be saturated in his love, saturated in his truth again. So just keep focused as I'm reading on him and then what he's saying to you through his word. Just keep engaged, keep focused. Listen with your heart. This is you agreeing with the truth, speaking to Jesus. Jesus, I am the apple of your eye. I am delighted in and I am treasured. I just listen to him affirming that truth. Pay attention in your awareness to his presence within you right now, confirming to you that that is truth. What you have just proclaimed by faith in agreement in your heart with these words, he will begin to move inside of you, confirming, affirming, holy, moving with his love into your heart. Jesus, I am eternally written on the palm of your hand. I am never forgotten by you or overlooked, even for a moment. I can feel right now the heavy presence of Jesus resting within and upon us. It's so important to his heart that we are convinced experientially of these truths as we choose to come in agreement. And he's moving. He will draw you into an immersive experience increasingly. So just keep your heart open to him as we continue to read together. I am completely and eternally forgiven by you, Jesus. I am washed clean from all unrighteousness through your blood. Wow. Just feel, become aware of the washing, the resetting right now that Jesus is doing, washing you through again with purity, with holiness. It's who he is, filling you again, washing you through with the river of his presence, allowing you to experience the power of the blood. Whatever's going on in your life, if you're in a mess, if you're in a compromised state, right now, he's resetting you, washing you, detaching warfare from your life, detaching compromise, setting you free again, because that's what he does, isn't it? I am washed, Jesus, whiter than fresh fallen snow. My heart is spotless and radiant, purified by you. Right now, wow, I am face to face with you, Jesus. Holy. The word translated in the scriptures as the word presence in the original biblical language means face. So when we say we are in the presence of God in the original language, it means we are face to face. So right now, because Christ is within you and you are turning again your attention, your affection back onto the living God inside of you, you're opening your being, saying yes to his invitation to be saturated in the experience of his love again. He's revealing himself to you, unfolding the glory, the beauty, the majesty of who he is to you, his nature to you right now. You are looking through your heart's attention at the face of God. And it's about getting still in this moment, aware that you are living and having and you live and move and have your being in him. You live, in other words, in the embrace of God's presence continually. Right now that's happening. You're tuning back into what's already real for all of us. Oh, Holy Spirit, he really wants you to know that you are living your life from union, from the embrace. He is your life. He is the strength of who you are, the life force of who you are. He's drawing you deeper and he's refreshing you right now, right now. Saturating your heart with his love. So in the stillness that's happening now, just keep looking at him. Let go, breathe him in, focus on the fact that Christ's within you. Focus on the reality that you are right now face to face as you've moved in your conscious awareness back into the experience of Christ in you. This is such a simple experience to step into, but as we live out from here, our whole life radically transforms, dramatically transforms. Our experience of him, our capacity to live from that place of his love satisfying us, being the strength of our life, it becomes real. And he's taking us to another level of immersion right now to stabilize us, to stabilize you, to take the roots of your life down deeper into the river of his presence, the experience of his love, to heal all remaining insecurity, all remaining low self-esteem, false identity, to shift you internally. That's what he's doing. That's why I've made the audios, because his passion is this. He wants every one of his children to live loved, live free in the experience of how enjoyed we are, how stable we are, how secure we are, protected, enjoyed, how accessible he is. So as you're looking at him face to face, begin to pay attention to what revelation he's unfolding, he's breathing into you about himself and about how he feels about you, who you are to him. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am fully enveloped in the warm, tender embrace of your perfect love, Jesus. Wow. Just use that language to keep re-engaging. Keep speaking that from your heart to Jesus, allowing the supernatural faith of Jesus within you to just bubble up and cause this truth to ignite inside of your heart and to escort you into the experience of this truth, that you are right now fully enveloped in the warm, tender embrace of Jesus's perfect love pouring out of his heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Next truth to engage with as you're looking at Jesus. I am assured that your extravagant love, Jesus, has been lavishly poured out and floods my heart right now through your Holy Spirit who lives in me. Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. His lavish love, his extravagant love that knows no limits because he is a God of love, is pouring through you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Pouring through his heart to your heart, saturating you. Can see him and feel him doing it. The river of life within you, the one who is the river of life within you, freshly saturating all of you, immersing you, washing you, healing you, cleansing you. I can feel him doing it, restoring you. Right now, I'm speaking what I'm feeling him and seeing him doing inside of you right now, restoring you. He's lifting up your head for some of you who've been really oppressed. And those of you who have experienced hopelessness or confusion right now, he's filling you again, a part of the fruit of the love that he's convincing your heart of again, that he has for you is hope, hope rising, hope, hope for a deeper restored relationship with him. For some of you where you've experienced like a spiritual apathy, just tiredness, where you've been performing in your behaviors to try to gain acceptance from him, how we can tip so easily into religion, right? Where we start to strive to become who we already are through good behaviors, trying to get his affirmation and his love, his approval, where we already have all of those things. And so that causes spiritual apathy. It causes actually a lot of the time burnout, spiritual burnout. He's dissolving that. He's dissolving the exhaustion by replenishing you with his love right now, restoring your ability to know that you're loved, to walk in such security of heart, your head held high, knowing who you are again with every part of your heart, irrespective of what's gone on in your life that's stored in your soul, right? Strengthening your spirit up, filling you with himself again. So all of his life, all of his love, all of that supernatural hope and faith and life, abundant life that he is, that's now yours because he's within your spirit, cascading through, bathing gently your soul, filling your body with health and vitality. That's who he is, right? He's the one who restores us, who loves us. Holy, holy, holy. Next truth that he's speaking into you for you to engage with him into the experience of. I am convinced, Jesus, that nothing in all creation could ever separate me from your fierce and passionate love. That's in meditation, a truth drawn from Romans 8. Nothing can ever separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate you, nothing at all, because he loves you and he's within you and he's for you. All the time, he's present and he is resensitizing you all over again back into this awareness that he is in you and he loves you. And there's nothing that he will withhold from you. If you need healing right now, you need deliverance right now, if you need miracles right now to see areas of your life transformed, certainly externally, but also more importantly, even internally. Your internal world ultimately will create your external world and certainly will impact and provide the lens that you see life through. He's bringing your internal world into such a strengthened state, such a stable state. Holy. Nothing can ever separate you from his love. Nothing in all of creation is powerful enough to override and change Jesus' decision to reside within you by his spirit. Nothing can do that. He is within you always. He will never leave you ever. No matter what is going on in your life, what is going on in this world, he is your all sufficient strength. He is the one who loves you, who brought you into being so that he could have relationship with you and display who he is to you and through you, and for you to live a powerful, secure life filled with him, radiating him from a heart that sees him and feels him more and more and more. I am wrapped in comfort by you, Jesus, my beautiful Lord, who holds me close through every storm. Whew, stop there for a second. Wow. I encourage you to write that down. And when you hit a storm, just do this again. Turn your attention back into him. Shut the outside world of your life out just for a few precious moments and let your full attention move into these words as you speak them to Jesus' heart and you listen to him speaking back to you the truth, the affirmation that what you're saying is the truth, so that you speaking the word to him becomes the experience you then sit in. That's what he wants. He wants you to experience the truth and be set free continually, ever expansively. So I'm just going to read that again. Let you with your whole heart just speak this to him by faith. I am wrapped, Jesus, right now in the comfort of who you are. I'm wrapped in comfort by you. My beautiful Lord, who holds me close through every storm. Through every storm of life, he is faithful. He is faithful and wants to show himself strong on your behalf, wants the storm to become his testimony in your life, where he reveals even more of his goodness to you. And that becomes a message of hope for other people that he reveals himself through. So he wants your heart continually exhilarated, wowed by who he is, energized, transformed, healed by who he is as he reveals himself to you in all these storms. And right now, he's resetting your heart into hope, into expectation. Ooh, I can feel supernatural faith rising up inside of you again. He's just doing that. He's reactivating supernatural faith, or strengthening your capacity to believe again. For even the most impossible things you perceive are impossible in your life, they're not impossible for him. You are his. You are his home. You are his story. And he's faithful and true. And he's your comforter and counselor. The wraparound presence of God is your shield, your protection. I am lovingly carried in your strong, gentle arms. Jesus, like a devoted shepherd, carries a lamb close to his beating heart. Whew. So I'm just going to finish there with you. I encourage you, lean in, just like John did when he leant against the chest of Jesus at the Last Supper. Lean into him, into the strength of his presence. See yourself leaning back. Breathe out the pressure. Breathe it all out. Keep breathing him in, his presence, and breathe out the pressure and sink in to his chest, into the strength of the shepherd's chest. And listen for his heartbeat. Listen for what he's saying to you. Open yourself fully. You do this by giving him your attention, by stepping into the fullness of this moment and letting go of everything else. Like I said, just letting it all go. Continue to do that until you've swept everything into his arms, from your life circumstances, and you know that you're trusting him. Even though the solution is not evident in the natural yet for some situations, he's faithful. Let that faith ignite inside of you as you lean into him. And he reveals, part of how he reveals himself, we know he's revealing himself, is because faith rises inside of us, and suddenly we have an expectation of his goodness manifesting in the situation we're dealing with. And that, how you trust him, is who he's revealing himself to be for you in that moment. Your faith is grabbing hold of him, and he's opening himself to you and releasing that revelation to you through the faith that he's ignited inside of you. That's who he's going to be for you in that moment. Faithful, true, safe, protective, healing, transforming. The one who absolutely loves you. So stay with him. Listen to this a few times. Let these truths keep ushering you into him. You can jump on to the website, like I said, and get a hold of the audios from lizwright.org. And also, if you want to join me on Friday for our live time within the International Mentoring Community, then I would love to have you with us. Just jump on to jointheimc.com and come and soak and keep going deeper into encountering him, because that's what he wants. He wants you to know him fully and completely and be completely set free as one who he absolutely loves, and that your heart would be completely secure in him. Amen. Have the most beautiful week, and I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless.
2 years ago, Jesus spoke to me and he said if I would create a space for him, he would come. And what he has done in the last 2 years is absolutely incredible. He birthed what is now known as the International Mentoring Community. Every week, myself, along with other international guest speakers, come on live and they pour in God's love and revelation. There is an activation anointing on my life. And so every single week, as we come together at the feet of Jesus, I have an environment in which I can impart this anointing onto you. He never, ever misses a week with us. He wants to take you into deeper experiences with him than you thought was even possible. So I want to personally invite you now to come and join us and sit at his feet with us.